Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another edition of UK Business Morning. Today we've got an exciting topic on the docket. You know, I'm always fascinated by the latest in the autonomous vehicle space, and with Tesla making waves as usual, I thought we should dive into their recent rollout of the Robotaxi service. What's your take on this? I see a lot of potential, but also some clear challenges ahead.
Morning, Alice. I'm with you. It's definitely a big deal. I've been following the early access riders' experiences, and it's clear Tesla is pushing the envelope. The app experience alone, with its Uber-like interface, shows they're aiming for user-friendliness. But of course, with the early rollout, there are some growing pains. I heard about the incidents with the Robotaxi crossing into oncoming lanes and going over the speed limit. That's a red flag, right? £45 billion worth of red flags, if you ask me.
Right, and let's be clear, these are early days. The dozen or so invited users are mostly influencers and shareholders, so the data we're seeing is still anecdotal. But when you look at the feedback, the positives and negatives are both telling. The app is intuitive, which is good, but the geofenced area is quite limited compared to Waymo's. That's not exactly a confidence booster for mass adoption, is it?
Exactly. And even with a human supervisor in the front seat, the videos don't show significant interventions. That's interesting, but it also raises questions about safety. If the human is just there to monitor, what happens when the AI makes an unsafe decision? The NHTSA is already in contact with Tesla about the incidents, so I wonder how that investigation will unfold.
That's a good point, and let's not forget the user experience details, like the rear screen showing real-time maps and allowing access to playlists. That's a nice touch for passenger convenience. But the privacy feature that automatically logs you out after leaving the car, that's smart. It shows Tesla is thinking about user trust.
On the flip side, what about the questionable pickup and drop-off decisions? One of the early riders reported the Robotaxi pulling into a handicapped parking space. That's not just a UX issue, that's a legal and ethical issue. And then there was the time when the pullover button caused the car to stop in the middle of the road. That's a bit alarming for anyone in the back seat.
Yeah, and it's not just about the tech, it's about the perception. When you're in a car that's supposed to be autonomous, the last thing you want is to feel like it's making poor decisions, especially in high traffic areas. But I have to say, the fact that the Robotaxi managed to navigate a busy grocery store parking lot without a hitch is impressive. It had to yield, assert itself, and find its way out all without a hitch.
That's a valid point. And what about the nighttime performance? Tesla's Robotaxi doesn't have LiDAR or radar, just cameras and the full self-driving software. Yet in the videos, it handled low-light conditions without any critical errors. That's a big plus. Plus, in one instance, it even pulled over for an ambulance, something other drivers didn't do. That's pretty cool, right?
Wow, that is so cool. And it's not just about the tech, it's about the psychology of trust. If people see the Robotaxi doing the right thing in an emergency, that could go a long way toward building confidence. But the market reaction has been mixed. Tesla shares did jump 11% after the launch, but that rally didn't last through Tuesday. That tells me investors are still cautious.
That's an important observation. The stock market is always a barometer of expectations, and right now, it's clear there's a lot of uncertainty. The NHTSA investigation is still ongoing, and while Tesla is known for pushing boundaries, the question remains, can they deliver a truly safe and reliable autonomous vehicle at scale? That's the big question, isn't it?
Absolutely, and let's not forget the competition. Waymo's been out there longer, and they have a larger service area in Austin. If Tesla wants to catch up, they're going to need to address these early issues and build trust with both regulators and the public. But hey, that's the nature of innovation. It's messy at first, but with time, things tend to get better.
Right. And with the data they're collecting from these early users, I have a feeling we'll see a lot of improvements in the coming months. But for now, it's clear that Tesla's Robotaxi is still in the testing phase. And as with any new technology, the real test is how it handles the unpredictable, like pedestrians, cyclists, and the occasional erratic driver. That's what I'm most curious to see.
Well, Lewis, it's been an insightful conversation. As always, we'll be keeping a close eye on this space. If you'd like to catch up on the latest developments, be sure to follow our show on your favorite podcast platform. Until next time, this is Alice and Lewis signing off from UK Business Morning.
Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for more in-depth analysis on the business stories that matter. Have a great day.